How did they overcome? They overcame him. How? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Now watch this. They overcame him. How? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Wonder how they do that? Because they had knowledge that the blood had set them free. And the enemy couldn't put them in bondage. And they had knowledge that they could testify that the fact that I am overcoming. Why do we have testimony? You have a victory that you gain. And you are telling it. And you want the devil to hear it too. You're not trying to be secret about your victory. Hallelujah. And how did they do it? Because they had a revelation knowledge of God has given them this victory. Words release in the atmosphere. Words release in my favor. I'm talking about the word of God now. When I release words in that comes out of my heart, it moves in my favor. It moves to change things because words, the word of God is filled with the power of God. It's an unseen force to the natural eye, but it's seen to the unseen. And they know when power is moving. The devil knows when you have spoken the word of faith. He knows when power is in operation. He knows when a person knows their authority and how to use it. Hallelujah. So they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. Hallelujah. Notice. I will say again, words are the most powerful thing in the universe. Ooh. Hallelujah. You can play with them or you can take God's word and build your life and so that no matter what comes your way, you'll go through life and you can get at the end of your journey. When you get to the end of your journey, you can say like the others who've gone before us. Paul said what? I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I finished my course. Now I'm ready. And he could say, ha ha, devil. See there? You couldn't stop me. You stoned me. You tried to shipwreck me. Huh? You tried to drown me. You did. You put me in prison. You remember when he was in prison and the earthquake came and shook those doors open? See, you tried to stop me. I went up to Jerusalem. You beat me. Amen. And you couldn't stop me then. I even had 40 men to come together and fast. And we're not going to eat or drink until we kill Paul. I'm still here. I fought a good fight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter what you said, it didn't work. What I said, it worked. Hallelujah. Are y'all hearing me today? Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is talking to you today. This year, in 2018, is a year that God want to shoot you over the top. Put you in a place in the realm of the spirit that you've never been in before. Hallelujah. Cause you to see things and do things you never done. Hallelujah. On this magnitude. Can we say praise the Lord? So I'll say again, it bears repeating. Words are the most powerful thing in the universe. Thank you, Jesus. But when words of faith are spoken, they must be backed up with corresponding action. Hallelujah. Amen. Act on what you say. If you say you're healed, act like you're healed. Hallelujah. Don't be walking around looking real pitiful. Amen. You may go through a test, it depends on where you are, but don't back off this word. Hallelujah. Because God said it, and I can stand on it. If you believe in God for some finance, don't walk around with a long face just because it hadn't showed up in your hand. There'll be some shouting and rejoicing. Thank you, Lord. All of my needs are met. Get your eyes off the problem and get your eyes on the answer. Get your eyes on the end results, the promise. He promised. And the promise he made you and me, he swore it in blood. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to read you a story here, but let me read this scripture first. He said, I told you that Cam was preaching my sermon. Amen. He said in Proverbs 18:21, he said what? Death and life are where? In the power of the tongue. And you think I'm kidding you? I'm not going there today. I was over there reading James chapter 3, verse 1. Be not many masters, you teachers. For you are many, you are held to a high degree to responsibility. You teach something, you ought to be walking in it. Don't be telling me to do something and you're not doing it. I'm going to stand up here and tell you how to live, then I go live old shabby, run down, broke, bent up life. No, no, no. Amen. If I'm going to teach you this, I ought to be walking in what I'm teaching. Come on now. Hello, somebody. And so he said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruits thereof. Death and life, which one do you love? Y'all ain't talking to me too good. Amen. I said death and life is in the power of the tongue. What did Proverbs, I think we quoted last week, what did Proverbs 118 and verse 17 said? I shall live and not die. Where is that in the power of the tongue? And what I speak, I line my talking, my action up with my talking. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruits thereof. Which one do you love? Which one you love, life or death? So don't be telling me I'm dying to go. That just tickled me to death. Amen. No, if I'm tickled, it's going to tickle me to life. Amen. Amen. I want to spend a little time, and this is where we close today. Numbers. I want to show you what we've been talking about, how true it is from Scripture. Numbers 13, and this is where we are closed today. Numbers chapter 13, you put it up at verse 1. Then we'll skip all the way to verse 25. Words are the most powerful things in the universe. You can have what you say. And God and the Lord God and the Lord did what? Spake unto Moses, saying, what did he say? Who said it now? Let's find out who said it. And who said it? And who he said it to? Moses. Do what? Let me make sure. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send thou men that they may do what? Listen now, that they may do what? Search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel.